A panel of judges on the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has lifted the injunction on parts of Texas's controversial immigration enforcement law known as SB 4. But the judges continue to block some other of the law's provisions. Monday's ruling was the result of arguments over whether to let the law go into effect and comes ahead of a hearing in November on the law's merits. To break down exactly what the judges decided, I caught up with Julian Aguilar. He's the border and immigration reporter for the Texas Tribune. We spoke shortly after the ruling came out yesterday, and I asked him what exactly that ruling says.
The takeaway is that both sides are declaring at least a partial victory because they didn't rule either for or against all of the bill. What instead happened is this three-judge panel in a unanimous decision upheld certain parts of the injunction and let other parts of the bill go forward. So it's a little confusing, I think, on its surface. Just following Twitter and statements from elected officials, it seems like it's a pretty gray area still. But what I gathered is that some of the most controversial parts about limiting what police departments and local governments can tell their officers to do, that part of the injunction is still in effect. And what the three-judge panel said was a key phrase, that if you adopt a policy that materially limits cooperation or enforcement of federal immigration policies, that language is too broad. What is a little bit more clear is the part of the bill that deals with immigration customs enforcement detainers, ICE detainers. What the appellate court ruled Monday morning was that the provision in Senate Bill 4 that requires that local jails cooperate with ICE detainers, that's allowed to go into effect. And there's also a key section of the bill that prohibits local governments and police departments from endorsing a policy that limits cooperation with immigration officials. And just like the materially limit phrase, the three-judge panel said that endorse, quote-unquote, is too broad. It could be interpreted too broadly. And they left that injunction in place.
I know this is a pretty new decision that has come out, but have you heard anything from law enforcement agencies about how things may or may not change and how they go about their business given this ruling?
Yeah, you're right. It's still pretty early, but there's just some chatter on Twitter that county attorneys are going to meet with their sheriffs about how to move forward with certain policies. Austin City Councilmember Greg Kassar has already called for other local governments to craft policies that protect immigrants within the realms and the confines of today's decision. And obviously, proponents of the measure, and notably Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, called today a victory, mainly because of the detainer provision. So even if this doesn't mean that every single detainer, 100% of them, have to be enforced, it means that a whole lot more have to be enforced under today's decision. So I think they would decline that as a partial victory. But other folks, for example, a state representative from Dallas, Rafael Lanchia, who is the chairman of the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, he's interpreting today as a partial victory for opponents of the measure because he's saying after Monday's ruling, governments are still allowed to craft their own policies.
Yeah, it seems like at the heart of this, at least to some extent, was a conflict between the state of Texas and some of its cities. Has that been resolved at all based on what this three-judge panel has decided?
It's been resolved within the confines of today's ruling. That's why I've been calling it a sort of partial victory for both sides. So I don't think the state got exactly what they wanted because they wanted a blanket policy that dealt with 254 counties and the dozens of municipalities under the state's jurisdiction. What the cities wanted was complete local control and to be able to carve out their jail policy and how they instruct their police departments. And obviously, they did not win that either.
What, if anything, are you hearing from the immigrants' rights community?
They're upset. Most of them are upset. They say, you know, the fight is not over. Obviously, this is just a temporary decision. And they're looking forward to going back to New Orleans and 6 weeks or so. But there, I've already seen invitations for sort of campaigns, for Know Your Rights campaigns. And the immigrant communities in Texas, anyway, is really, really good at organizing and having Know Your Rights campaigns and, you know, still educating people what their rights are, even under a most recent decision. But I think all in all, the opponents of the bill look at today as a defeat, although temporary. But I think they do concede that even if only parts of the bill were allowed to go into effect, they don't want any of it to go into effect. So they're obviously sort of regrouping after today's defeat.
Julian Aguilar is the border and immigration reporter for the Texas Tribune. Julian, thanks a lot for your insights.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.